we're talking today with Charles Cox. Of course, Charles has been a 4-H leader for quite a few years now here in the state of Oklahoma. Charles, I mean, tell me a little bit about how you actually got tied in to 4-H here at the state office in Stillwater.
Okay. I started my extension career as a 4-H agent up in Woods County in Alva. Had no idea that I was ever going to work in extension. My college roommate is somebody else that you know, Steve McKinley, who used to be with the Cattlemen's Association. And we were graduating, and we needed to find a job. And so Steve had set up an interview with Extension, and he said, why don't you go and interview? So I did, and we both got hired, and he started out in Kiowa County, and I was in Woods County, and then he left a few years later, and I guess I was not a risk taker. So 34 years later, I was still doing it. So,
and as you moved through those years, you moved eventually here, obviously, to Stillwater.
Right. After 10 years out in part of that in Woods County and then in Logan County, I came to the state 4-H office actually 25 years ago as a specialist, and I've pretty much done almost all the different jobs of the different specialists in the office at one time or another.
Going back 30 years plus, what's different about 4-H then versus today? Maybe also the flip side of that, what's the same?
Right. Well, I would say that the thing that is the same is the thing that probably needs to stay the same forever, and that is the long-term relationships with caring and significant adults, because that's what really helps kids be successful, and we see that all the time in 4-H and FFA and other youth programs. And so I think that's really the hallmark that's so important, are those volunteers and parents that are willing to invest in the lives of young people. Certainly the projects have changed. There are a lot more than there used to be, as I'm working on some things with the centennial, you know, and I read about the different agronomic crops that were introduced at different years and the few things that kids could do. And of course, those early corn and tomato clubs, and now I think about all the things that they can do, from shooting sports and ATVs and, of course, all the livestock things that are kind of a hallmark of the program that are so important.
For Oklahoma, this is one state that has always been kind of a shining star, I think, of 4-H nationally. Why is that?
Well, I think a commitment of the people to youth organizations. You know, Oklahoma is still, I think, an agricultural state. Even a lot of folks don't derive their income from agriculture. I think people still value the role of agriculture, and we see agriculture around us. And so I think the history of that and the leadership that we have from youth programs like 4-H, and the number of people that have gone into various leadership roles, in whether it's state government or education or whatever, that are 4-H alumni, and I think that keeps it strong.
One of the things I know you've got to be proud of, and I'm sure you are, is the fact that as you've gone through your years at the state office, that kind of that companion group, the foundation, has just seen incredible growth.
Yes, the 4-H Foundation has certainly grown a lot. I was laughing with the board not long ago that I remember whenever I first joined that there were times that we were like, okay, we may have to go out and sell pencils on the street corner in order to pay the bills. And then whenever we had that cemetery in Chicago that kind of helped us really grow the foundation, and, you know, that was a significant gift. But there were many years that I kept thinking, okay, cemeteries get full, and then basically all you do is mow them. And so my fear always was that we would have a cemetery in Chicago, and we'd be flying people up there on the weekend to mow the cemetery. But, you know, the growth and the support of the people in the state has really improved, and we're able to provide a lot of educational awards to young people to help them go to school and have opportunities to go on trips and see things and do things that they would not otherwise have the opportunity to do.
For today, in other words, just as you look at 4-H, as it's grown and evolved and changed to keep up with the times, what's the value of 4-H to the young girls and boys of today?
Well, I think the value is that opportunity to go places and to do things that they might not otherwise do, to get new experiences. One of the things that we're doing right now through the Department of Juvenile Justice is doing some mentoring programs with Native American youth. And just the opportunity to provide those young people and so many other young people the opportunity to get outside their county, even just to see that there is a whole world out there, and the education will help take you to new places and to do new things. And so I just encourage parents to think about, there are a lot of things that young people can do today, and certainly 4-H and FFA and programs like ours are not the only thing out there. You know, we have to compete, but I think that we still provide an opportunity for young people to learn leadership and citizenship and life skills that they will use, you know, the rest of their life. And so it's just a great investment in the future.
And kind of remembering as you've kind of made this decision to retire to move on to your next part of your life, What sticks out in your mind? What are the one or two things that really you say, boy, I'm sure glad I was a part of that?
Oh, wow. that's a hard one. There have been so many things. I think a few years ago, back in 2004, the 4-H Agents Association hosted our national meeting in Oklahoma City. And that was a good opportunity for those young educators and a few of us old dogs as well, but to bring people to the state, to show off the state, to showcase the things that we have here. And that was a big thing to provide that opportunity. I think, of course, one of the things in history that I wasn't a part of whenever it started, but this year is also not only the 100th anniversary of the Smith-Lever Act and what created extension as we know it today, but also the 75th anniversary of Gallagher-Iba Arena. Mm-hmm. And we have really played upon that. I probably played it above and beyond. But, you know, I think it's important for us to think about the historic role that 4-H has played here on this campus, simply with that building and the relationship, as you think about the thousands of young people that have come to school here because they were 4-H members and we brought them here and they had an opportunity to experience this campus. And so I think really trying to build upon that partnership and that relationship, I think, is one of the big accomplishments that we've had. The other thing that I would say as far as professionally that I had a piece in as a curriculum specialist was the Ag in the Classroom program. And, you know, we see great things with our relationship with the Department of Ag, Food and Forestry and the State Department of Education and the thousands of teachers, not only in Oklahoma, but nationally that use that curriculum. And so that's another thing that we can be proud of. And I know it will continue to grow and improve.